From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tens of thousands of demonstrators staged a march in Copenhagen today to demand that delegates to the UN Climate Conference agree on a global strategy to combat climate change. The BBC's Matt McGraw says the march was organized by a broad coalition of environmental groups, climate activists, and human rights organizations.
They want what they term a fair and ambitious deal to come out of Copenhagen. They're quite clear about the nature of that. It must have high emissions cuts for the developed countries. It must have lots of money for the developing countries to cope with the damages caused by rising climate, and it must have a strict goal on what the world should do. It's very clear that that those ambitions may not actually be turned into reality, because the politicians who are negotiating here are very, very divided amongst themselves as to how they achieve that. The draft documents we've seen so far wouldn't meet the demands of the people who've been marching today. In all of their entirety, they meet some of them.
The march was mainly peaceful, but police rounded up nearly 1,000 protesters who set up fireworks and threw rocks at windows. In Houston, Texas, Anise Parker has an unbeatable lead in the city's hotly contested mayoral election. That means she will become the city's first openly gay mayor. Her rival, former city attorney Gene Locke, has conceded. The Senate, by the closest of votes, has headed off a threatened Republican filibuster of a massive spending bill to fund almost half of the federal government, including agencies such as the Justice and State Departments. Democratic leaders needed 60 votes. They extended the voting time for nearly an hour, so 92-year-old Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia could be wheeled into the chamber, and so that Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, who is an Orthodox Jew, could walk 3 miles from his synagogue to Capitol Hill. Republicans, including Arizona Senator John McCain, argued that the spending bill has too many wasteful elements.
Independent analysis of the bill reveal a whopping 12% increase in government spending for 2010, while the inflation rate in the country remains near zero. Now, really, isn't that remarkable? A 12% increase in spending when people are out of jobs, out of their homes.
A final vote on the spending bill is expected tomorrow. President Obama is pressing the Senate to follow the lead of the House and enact legislation to overhaul the financial regulatory system. The bill would set up a new agency to oversee consumer lending.
Americans don't choose to be victimized by mysterious fees and changing terms and pages of fine print. And while innovation should be encouraged, risky schemes that threaten our entire economy should not.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his radio and internet address. You're listening to NPR News. A winter storm that's been bringing rain and snow to California has sent mud and debris onto highways. As many as 90 vehicles were stranded in a mudslide today on a highway north of Los Angeles. Officials say half of the vehicles have been freed, but dozens remain stuck. No injuries are reported. This year's Heisman Trophy winner is Alabama running back Mark Ingram. He is the first ever Crimson Tide player to win college football's most prestigious honor. He says it is an honor.
Just the fact that I could be the first Heisman Trophy winner at Alabama and just do this for my family. Everything hasn't always been easy for us. Just so the fact that I could do this for my family was real special to me, and just for my teammates and my coaches.
Ingram now says it's time to turn his attention to winning a national championship. The nation's first Goodwill retail store on an Indian reservation had its grand opening today. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Activities include a drum ceremony and a ribbon cutting for what organizers hope will be an economic boon to the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. Members of the Northern Wisconsin Tribe have wanted a Goodwill store for years, and funds from the USDA have helped move things along. Patricia O'Neill is executive director of the Northwoods Nijí Enterprise Community, a Native American consortium and a partner in the venture. She says part of the funds will help boost job training and entrepreneurship for a largely impoverished community.
The other thing we're really looking forward to is increased foot traffic from visitors from outside the reservation coming here, giving donations.
A Goodwill Industries representative says the company is already exploring other Native American reservations for future stores. Unemployment remains a problem, despite a casino that opened on the reservation several years ago. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
This is NPR.